So it's that time of year again, huh?
It is that time, that taxing time of year again.
In more ways than one.
Absolutely. We are. We have just completed doing all of the calculations and the compiling of the data from the taxing jurisdictions where they've gone through the process of setting their tax rate. And we've taken all of the information from the appraisal district, put it all together, and have generated all of the tax bills. And everyone who owns property will receive a tax bill, whether they have a mortgage company or an agent or not. It's our policy to mail those mortgage company statements out and mail their tax agents copies out, but we also provide a copy to the taxpayer so they know how much their tax was, and they have the same information.
You mentioned a few more. Any idea how much of a few more?
Possibly as many as about 1,000 to 1,500 more parcels.
Okay. It's not a bad thing.
More property, more houses, more businesses, perhaps.
Is there anything new about this process that property owners need to know?
There's not really anything exceptionally new. The statement looks the same as it did last year. If they'll look on the back, it has quite a bit of history about their property on it. And then it also has all of the payment information, the deadlines for the different options to pay, and also the penalties if they fail to meet those deadlines. One of the things that is a little bit new, but very few people are going to see it, is that the city of Navasota, back in 2010, actually annexed property up into Brazos County. And they took the action this year to require this office to collect for those parcels. So there's just a handful of people that actually are within the city of Navasota now, and so they'll see that on their tax bill this year.
So what are the common things that people miss and common things people need to be reminded of?
Well, the first thing that they need to do is when you get your tax statement, really look at it and make sure that it's your tax statement. It's not unreasonable, and if you're mailing out 93,000 statements, for one to go astray or possibly get stuck in the wrong envelope. It is all mechanized, but, you know, machines are not perfect either. And so the first thing they need to do is verify that, yes, this is my property. And then secondly, if you own more than one piece of property, did you get statements on all of your property? Because failure to get that statement doesn't mean that, you know, your liability goes away. The deadlines are still the same. It's really your responsibility to go out and find out what that tax is if that statement doesn't show up in the mail. And people can go right now and look at our website and look up their taxes. And then, of course, there is the history out there as well.
And any other common things that you feel taxpayers overlook or forget at the last minute or anything else like that that can be resolved early in the process?
Well, we're not right on top of a deadline right now. We try to get these bills out early enough for people to have time to kind of make a strategy to try and pay, decide whether they want to do the split payment half in November and half in June or whether they want to pay it all up front. But they have a tendency to wait until that very last minute and hold on to that cash and that money till the last minute, and they'll miss that deadline. They'll not realize, they'll get busy, perhaps they'll have an emergency. And we have this happen each year, and unfortunately, there is absolutely nothing in the law that allows us to extend or forgive those deadlines. So, you know, the deadlines are the deadlines. If they're going to mail the payment in, please mail it a day or so in advance. If it's a major deadline, we're not going to be able to get it to the bank immediately. We're going to be processing that, and you're going to have 2 or 3 days. If they miss a time frame where they're trying to get it in, we have a Dropbox, a secure Dropbox. It's on the side of the building along William J. Bryan, and they can, there are envelopes out there. They can put it in the envelope and drop it. Please make sure that they include information. We need to know what property we're supposed to be paying. And interestingly enough, if your name is John Smith or Bob Jones or even something a little more complicated than that, there's more than one of those on our tax roll. And so for you to include that payment stub or write your account number on the check, that is so tremendously helpful to us. We really need people to do that.
Anything else that listeners need to know about?
I'm trying to think. our payment options are the same. They can pay online. They can pay here at the tax office. We accept cash. We accept checks. We accept money orders. We accept credit cards. There is a fee for the credit card because we can't absorb that like a regular business can. So whatever fee there is passed along to the customer. The greatest deal that we have, I think, and the cleanest thing, if they're going to pay online, is to do the e-check. And that's the same as writing a check, but in reality, you put the information in, and it drafts it directly out of your bank account. When you complete that, there's a $5 fee, unless you're paying a really large amount of money, and you get a confirmation. And it's just really the cleanest thing, especially if you're running up close to a deadline. Oh, one other thing. As people look at their statement, they might want to kind of verify and look at what taxes are there. People have a tendency when they get that bill from the tax office, from the county tax office, to think, well, the county is taxing me all this money. And that's not the case. Every property falls within more than one taxing jurisdiction. Everyone is going to have county taxes on that bill, but they're also going to have school taxes. And if you live in the city limits, it's going to be city taxes. If you live outside, it's going to be an emergency services district. So if they'll look at their property and look at that bill, you know, it's, once again, it's not impossible for someone to make a mistake. Just verify that those taxing jurisdictions on your bill are the correct ones.